Hello and welcome back to another episode of Hey You Online. If you're joining us for the first time, my name is Nick.
And my name is Ryan. Did you know that the very first ever Best Actor award that was handed out at the Oscars was almost handed out to a dog?
What?
Rin Tin Tin was a German Shepherd that used to star in some silent films when, like at the beginning of the Oscar Academy. And the Oscars didn't give it to the dog because they were afraid of a damaged reputation by the Best Actor being a dog.
So hang on.
Which I think is brilliant.
You're starting a new award ceremony and you're wanting to give it out to an animal first because Everyone else is so terrible.
Yeah. It's brutal.
The Goodest Boy Award goes to Brad Pitt.
All right, Nick, to kick us off, what do we do now that we'll be looked at as primitive in 100 years in the future?
I reckon choosing a movie on Netflix. Because that shit, right? You sit down, like, let's say it's like your partner's like, all right, let's spend some time together. Let's have and we'll watch a movie on Netflix, rather than watching like a TV show, which is like, okay, not a big investment. You're going to sit down and you're going to watch a movie. Like a movie is like, 2 hours, maybe 3 hours these days of like time, and on a weekday night, that's like, you want to make sure that if you're getting into something, it's got to be good, right? So you end up spending like almost an hour in itself looking for a good movie, and then you go, oh, I've resigned myself to just watching some 20-minute shitty TV show instead because I've already wasted so much time. So in the future, I feel like they're going to have technology that's going to be like, linked up to, the brain chip that you have that's like, okay, this person's feeling this way tonight, so I would recommend maybe these 5 movies. When you're like, I know kind of what I want, but I don't know how to search for it, type of thing. Like that's it's going to eliminate.
I see. The reason why I don't think we'll get there is it'll be like, instead, these are the 5 movies that our advertising companies paid for you to watch. I feel like it'll still just be money controlled, like advertising based.
It'll be like,
I don't think you'll actually end up getting to the thing you want. Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, exactly.
So it'll still just be as useless as trying to find a movie now on Netflix.
But you can probably pay the premium subscription version that skips all the ads, right?
Yeah, exactly. Get actual real recommendations, not the shitty ones that you're just being fed.
Yep.
For me, the thing I was thinking of I was thinking it from a concept that would be funny to explain to someone, which would just be completely different in 100 years. And the thing I was thinking of was exercise. So I think we'll eventually get to the point, like now that we're becoming much more homebodies, technology's advancing, we're starting to understand, our chemistry and makeup and whatnot a bit better. We'll get to the point where I reckon one day we'll crack the whole, you don't need to exercise to be extremely ripped or, to be extremely healthy here. Just eat this pill and sit on this couch or something like that.
They already have that. It's called steroids. Just stick that in your butt.
but like a better version.
Better version. That. Better version of steroids that doesn't make your pee-pee small.
Exactly.
That's interesting though. I mean, like if you were like, here, take this pill and then like you'll get abs. Do you reckon people would do that? Or do you reckon it'd be like, no, I took away like because part of it's like, the journey to get there, I did it. Not many people can do it. It takes away like the whole, like, I have achieved this. Do you reckon it'll be seen as like cheating?
Not at all. I think by 100 years, we'll be so far past the point where people will consider cheating. There'll be like a generation somewhere in between that'll still be like the old historic people that go to the gym. But then like, 2 generations after them, they'll just be like, yeah, we used to pay money to go to this location where they just had a whole lot of heavy objects. And all you would do is just lift and then put down those heavy objects. And then because it was really, it's a pain in the ass and no one wanted to do it, you would hire someone to stand next to you to encourage you to lift the heavy objects. I think that would be like, just having that explained to you, like 100 years from now, you'd be like, I don't understand. Why didn't they just take a pill that made them fit?
You'll just have like, you know, people coming up and telling their grandkids, it's like, you have to go out and do some exercise like back in my day. And they'd be like, just shut up, grandpa, you freaking millennial. God.
No one exercises anymore, you idiot.
All right, Ryan, what rule exists because of idiots?
This, not so much as a rule, but just the entire concept of warning labels, really. I feel like it's an obvious one, but there's some like extreme examples of it that I just think that people have to be told the most obvious thing to not do, that you would basically need to go out of your way to fuck up. But that either someone has done it or their legal team deemed it just inevitable that someone will do it and then sue them, that they had to put on a label for it.
My favorite warning label that I've seen, I think it's either on like a tin of Milo or like a Ovaltine. So basically like, you know, like the whole like chocolate milk drink type of thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's like images on it, like how you're meant to make it, you know, like step by step. And it's like, you know, you fill it up with milk or whatever it is, you put in the scoops, you mix it up. And then they're like, take out the spoon before you drink it. And it's like, they've got like an image of like somebody drinking it and then like the spoon poking them in the eye if they haven't removed it yet. And then it's like a big X, like, don't do this. I'm like, what?
Like, the X and the tick ones as well just make it even better, because it's like, if you didn't understand an example, I looked up a few of them. One of them was like a wheelbarrow that's marked not intended for highway use. It's like, well, I mean, really? What are you doing? You're going to end up on the highway with a wheelbarrow.
Somebody's got like hooked up like a trailer on the back of their car. Just like, I wouldn't put it past somebody doing that though. Like, I feel like that's
somebody's done that. All these warning signs make me sad that they could also be real. There's one of a drill that's like, this product is not intended for use as a dental drill. And it's just a normal drill. So the drill bits are like clearly not intended for a dental drill, but it just makes you wonder why anyone would think of that.
Does that like not make you like, there's something about like teeth stuff that just makes you feel like, ooh, like, you know, you just want to like kind of shy away from it, because it's just like the thought of like having like a drill or someone like using something that they shouldn't be, you know,
elicits a reaction, like a physical,
yeah, like a physical like reaction. Disgust of like, oh no, don't you get away, you know, like, I don't, it's just weird. It's not like a pain thing, but it's just, don't touch my teeth, just stop it.
I've got a few other funny ones.
All right, I'll jump in. I've only got one, but like my thing, okay. The reason why I thought of this is because it's the no drinks or food on public transport. And I thought of this because, like, as I was reading this question, I took a sip of water and managed to spill half of it down my shirt. And then I was like, hang on, that's probably exactly why. It's not because of, like, people don't, maybe it is partly because people have, like, food fights or something like that. You know, be like, oh, I'll just, like, throw this drink at you. But, like, could you imagine, like, somebody just going onto like, you know, a bus or a train or something like that, and then just being like, somebody, you know, the conductor or the driver just being like, hey, you're not allowed to have like, you know, hot food and drink on the train. And it's like, oh yeah, no, I'll be fine, I'll look after it. And they're like, okay, so they get on, and then it's like, you know, suddenly there's a stop, and then you just hear this like scream, like the Wilhelm scream, yelp. Just like, ah, it's like coffee goes all down like their like top or something like that, or they pour it on somebody else. Like, that's probably what's happened.
That's it. I'm making a sign.
Yeah, it's like, ah, oh, no food, no drink, that's it, water except. I mean, like, you know, it's not, because like, if they're allowing water, it's not because they're expecting people to be like, you know, like throwing it around intentionally, you know, like, even, you know, if people were allowed to bring on water bottles, it's still, if they wanted to cause damage, they could just like spray water everywhere, right?
Yeah,
you know, so it's not because of that. It has to be because some nitwit's gone on and been like, I'll bring like a, you know, like a bottle of Coke on there, you know, and then like, you know, lo and behold, their friends manage to shake up the bottle of Coke. When they open it, it just kind of explodes everywhere. you know.
I reckon it would be the moment it's like they spill it on someone else, then they're like, nope, nope, this is not happening again.
Yeah, that's got to be the worst. It's like you're going in for like, imagine like going in for like an interview or something like that, or going into work even, or even if you're just like wearing white and then somebody comes up and they like spill their coffee on you. It's just, nah. Yeah.
I might throw a bunch of these up on Reddit because there's just so many that make me laugh. But the last one that I'll say is there's a warning label on a dishwasher and it says, do not allow children to play in the dishwasher, which is just,
what the?
It's just a worry if you would ever let them do that in the first place.
Look at
our fun sprinkler system.
It's a dishwasher, I feel like, is not so bad because you can still kind of like open them mid-cycle. I have heard. A washing machine is different. Did you hear about that one kid that kind of got locked in the washing machine? Because like washing machines, like, so like if they're not a top load, like a top loader washing machine, you can open up and close whenever you want, you know, but if you've got a front loader washing machine, those things, obviously because they're full of water, they have to lock so that you can't accidentally open it up and, you know, like flood your whole laundry. So
yeah.
I'm pretty sure there was a story about kids playing and then like one of them accidentally, like, you know, like young kids, like toddlers or whatever it is. And one of them, you know, was in the thing. The other one accidentally closed the door. Accidentally is probably not the great word to use here.
Accidentally, like, when you're on switch,
when you were a kid,
an hour cycle.
I'm pretty sure when you're that young, you probably at least thought of killing your sibling at least once or twice. I mean, until your mom or dad came in. But anyway, so like, accidentally, allegedly, turned it on accident, allegedly, and the kid got stuck in there and they had to pretty much, you know, like you can't really stop it and it's like obviously filling with water, so I'm pretty sure they had to like break the kid out of the freaking washing machine, you know, like flood the whole house. So it's like, it does kind of worry me that, like, you know, kids playing around, all that kind of stuff. So I feel like that's less of like an idiot thing and more, well, actually depends. Are you an idiot if you're not like supervising your kids around something like that?
Okay.
But they should also have like a button on there in that case to be like, my kid is stuck inside this, press this to like, you know, eject a seat from like the washing machine. Could you imagine an eject a seat on a washing machine? How funny would that be? But then you'd probably have some idiot that would have like a washing machine full of clothes and soap suds and then be like, what does this button do? And then it just kind of like
just launches,
explodes the washing machine out. That'd be hilarious.
That would be like, why is there not a notice to explain this ejector seat to me?
just like have like a clothing
warning, ejector seat may spit out soap suds. Okay, actually, wait, seeing as we're talking about idiot ones then, my final one will be, there's a warning label on the side of Chipotle trucks saying drivers do not carry burritos because people were trying to wave them down on the highway.
What?
So I feel like that is a stupid one.
What?
Like, what? Exactly.
What?
Just exactly.
But I don't even understand the...
Don't think of it too much. Let's move on.
I can't get that. I don't understand that. All right, Ryan, you and I are kind of probably what I would consider... Like, I reckon that you would be like the IT person of your family, right? Like,
yeah, I get it in the workplace as well as at home.
Yeah, yeah, that's a bit of that. So what's the dumbest thing, like error or task that you've had to fix or explain to someone as to why something didn't work?
My parents are surprisingly nowadays pretty tech savvy. Like my family in general is pretty tech savvy. In that they know how to turn something off and on when it breaks. And then that fixes mostly everything.
Yeah.
But I remember when they first moved to Dropbox for cloud computing.
Ooh, yes.
And that was like, they were just trying to explain it to me as, well, it's fine now because everything's secured. No one can possibly hack us now because it's in the cloud. And I was just sort of like,
it's not how
not
it works.
Really. Like, it's kind of like you just sort of just gave it to someone else to look after. It's not. It's almost not like it's not unhackable now.
It's almost
if anything,
like
it's just in a larger pool of valuable things to steal from.
Yeah, it's almost like, hey, I've made it more attractive to steal now.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. No one would want to steal my one piece of gold, so I put it in a collection of 1,000 pieces of gold somewhere else inside of a vault.
No one wants to steal my money, so I put it in the bank where someone's going to rob the bank.
Yeah, exactly. So I think the original understanding of security around cloud computing
was something that just didn't sink in for quite a while.
I think that's not just like... I feel like that's like a variety of things, you know, like, yeah, well, not a variety. I feel like that was like a widespread thing, you know, when it first came out. I think everyone was like, it's safe, it's secure, because that's how it was advertised. Like, hey, yeah, let's do, you know.
Yeah, they
like,
marketed it extremely well.
Pay me $100 a month for like 5 bajillion, like unlimited storage, something that your iPhone can't do, because we know that your mum likes to take 70 million photos.
1,000 photos.
Of herself. With the finger in front of the lens before she actually takes a good photo, and they all get uploaded to the cloud. You know, like that kind of thing. And then I think that kind of like bred the idea of like, where does it go? It just gets stored up in space, you know, unlimited. But after I reckon, you know, like there was a couple of those like celebrity hacks or whatever it is, you know, and like all the things that like, you know, like the Apple things. But I feel like now people have started to be a bit more, oh, hang on, it's not actually as safe. You still see a lot of that kind of stuff where people are like, it's safe because I've done this, or like, you know, like I'm going to keep a Excel book full of all my passwords for the bank accounts. And it's like, yeah. Just if you're going to do that, maybe just write it down on a piece of paper.
Just using the same password everywhere because it's easier to remember.
Yeah. So for my one, look, I always feel bad about these things though, because it's like usually it's like a work thing, and it's to do with like, well, because I'm an accountant, Excel. So like someone will ask me something in that, and then it's like you come and they're like, oh, how do you do this? And you're like, you don't want to make them feel bad because it's literally just one button that they need to press.
Yeah.
But it's like the hardest part about it is trying to find a way to explain it to them.
To tell it to them without making them look like an idiot.
And without making them look like an idiot, or making them, or making it seem like you're patronizing them or anything like that. So it's like...
Yeah, exactly.
You're just like, I almost feel bad for like helping you with this. Like, I feel like, should I just come up to you and be like, oh yeah, no, that's a hard one, I'm going to have to Google that, and come back like 5 minutes later and be like, oh, I found the answer. You know, like it was actually easier than I thought.
You just hit file open and then there's the files.
Yeah, but it's like all that kind of stuff. But it's like, oh no, it's just the guilt from it, really. And it's not because...
I completely agree.
It's not because I'm so good at it. It's just because I don't want you to, like, don't hate me, please.
Yeah, it's hard when you're trying to help someone and it comes across as a patronizing thing. The only caveat to that I'll give, that I, in a scenario where I'm perfectly comfortable being patronizing, is when someone basically Googles me, like when someone is asking me a question that they could very easily ask Google, that's extremely annoying. Cause, and that used to happen so much at work. And that was one of those things that, you know, the let me Google that for you.
Yeah.
If for anyone listening, if you've never used it before,
we'll link it.
There's
in
a
Reddit
URL. We'll link it as well for this episode. And it's called let me Google that for you. And what it does is you type in the query that they've given you, and then it opens up on their browser, and then it starts to fill out the text, and then it hits search, and it brings up the Google search response for that. And it's beautiful because it's the most patronizing way that you can tell someone to go Google it for themselves while still being ever so slightly helpful.
It's a very dick response, isn't it?
Exactly, it really is.
But I mean, like, in that kind of circumstance, you don't know. Like, sometimes some people wouldn't know what they have to search. But, yeah, I don't know. There are some times...
I mean, when they ask you the exact question and you put that exact question in...
What irks me more is when someone asks you for an answer, you give them the answer, and either they don't like it or don't agree with it, so they ask somebody else. And then they tell them the exact same thing. That's
the person points them back to you.
And yeah, like,
well.
It's like, look who's come crawling back.
You've got the cat. You turn around on the chair, stroking the cat.
Oh, why are you asking me? I couldn't possibly know. You must go ask other people.
Now it sounds like we're really salty about helping people.
That's the point in which I'm like, you know what? I don't care how bad I make you feel about this, because you were the one that kind of rubbed it in my face. So
yeah,
take it back, bitch.
Hey, Nick, you know something else that's really easy to Google?
What?
Our Reddit, r/heyyouonline.
Boom.
You can get all of our questions for the week from there. We post the question each week that we answer there only and not on our podcast. You can also send through a question to us You can also send through questions to us. We're heyyouonlinepodcast@gmail.com. And just shoot us anything, really. Shoot us a question for the week. We can credit you if you'd like, or you can just come and say hi.
If you've been enjoying our podcast, make sure you share it around with your friends and family. It's the greatest way that you can let us know that you're enjoying what we're doing.
This week's Reddit question is, what movie plot hole still bothers you to this day? I already know what I'm going to put for that.
I'm so that's already great. Angry answering this question.
All right, Nick, moving on. If pets could text you, what text would you expect to receive throughout the day?
Ooh, yeah, look, I think it'd just be a repeat of like what I already get. So so Billy, my dog, right? She has like these levels that she goes to. Like she'll like be sleeping throughout the day, and then like every so often she'll be like, "All right, I'm awake, ready to play." And then what she'll do is like she'll go up and she'll be like she'll get her toy. She'll start like flailing it around, maybe throwing it around, like just like yeet it across the room. By herself for a bit. Yep. And then what she'll do is like she'll come up to you and she'll like smack you in the leg with the toy, like, come play with me. Let's do this. And if you ignore her, right, she's gonna run off, and then she'll like, you know, like somehow she will find a sock and bring that down. And then as I look around now, there's like a collection of socks across my living room floor, just everywhere. Like she just brings socks. I don't know where she finds them, but she does. Yeah. And then she'll try the same trick, but with the sock. And if that doesn't work, then she'll come back down. Like, she has in her head, like, the value of different items of clothing. Like, she'll come back down with, like, you know, a pair of underpants or like, a bra. And it's like, she knows that that's higher than a sock, and we're more likely
to chase her. Mind, she's very good at realizing what's a hostage and what's a toy.
She is.
So she's like, don't make me get the sock. We can escalate this if we need to.
And then if you ignore her with like the pair of undies or anything like that, or if you don't see her, you know, because like sometimes I'll work from home and, you know, I'll be like on the computer and just like ignoring whatever's going on. Yeah. You know, like one of the toys she's got is like, you know, like a ball that's got like some bells in it and like jingles. So it's like, you know, when it started, but when it stops, you kind of like zone out again because she's not making it much noise. And then what happens is it reaches the final stage where she'll go like bin diving, or like, you know, diving through, like, you know, like how you have some like stuff in storage, like, you know, like there's vacuum bags, but like, you know, we've got a couple where it's coming into winter, so we're pulling our winter clothes out, but it's still got some like other things in there. So she'll go and like dive into that and pull out other things that are like more like naughty things, like, you know, it's like, oh, I'll go pull the egg carton out of the bin and, you know, I'll tear that up and make a giant mess. So to answer your question, I would receive that same stuff except in picture format. It'd be like
it's like
you left 5 minutes ago, when are you coming back? Picture of her with the toy. 30 minutes later, you left, like, I've got a sock now. Are you going to do anything further? And I feel like that'd like escalate, but it just wouldn't take too long. And then it'd like stop. And then like an hour or two later, after she's had a nap, it'd start again. So I'd end up with like another set of those pictures.
And just at the end of the pictures, it would just be like, you caused this.
This is your fault.
You pushed me to the edge. I always sort of think of like me, if I go out, and then I just imagine, because I know the way my mother behaves when I'm at home, it would just be like every 15 minutes, I'd receive a text message of like, Ryan, there's an intruder in the house. I'm on the case. And then like 30 seconds later, false alarm. I'll remain vigilant. Just like detective dog. Or like, you know, you receive another one like, hey, Dad, there's a box marked with important stuff. You know, the one in the office? Yeah, I think some rats got in and destroyed it. It's all over the room and the bed. And the hallway. I'll try find the rats. Or I think the last one we get is, hey, Dad, we're all out of toys. Could you pick some up on the way home?
What about, like, you dread the one where it's like, you know, your computer was making some funny noises, so I fixed it for you. And then it's just like a photo of like a chewed up cable.
Yeah, I finally stopped the noisy beast downstairs.
I've slayed him. He's no more.
Please I bring won the fight with the vacuum as reward.
Yes, I deserve tasty treats for this.
Exactly.
All right, final question for this episode, Ryan. Where do you draw the line between acceptable living conditions and I should probably tidy up now?
For me, I think the line always comes where I can handle like a huge amount of mess, provided it's in the right places in the house. Like, so
you're not like, talking like dirty. You're talking like if there's a dirty dish in, like, I don't know, the bathroom because you were eating your cereal in the morning and then, you know, had to like leave or left it in there or left a coffee cup in there when you're getting ready. Not that like I spend that much time, but I know that Amy's left coffee cups in the bathroom while she's, you know, having a coffee and getting ready.
Like, yeah, that type of thing. I would not be able to, I couldn't deal with that. Like if it's a whole lot of dirty dishes by the kitchen sink and they're like, you know, for later washing up perfectly, that makes sense to me. But if it's like, if there's like a mug in the spare room, it's sort of like, well, but that's not where that should be. And that's always the point where I get to, because I know for me, it's like my desk ends up like that. And especially when I'm working, my desk ends up that way. And that's the point. That's the trigger for me to be like, yeah, I need to just do a big house clean now. Mm. Like, and when I do a clean, it always has to be like a big clean of everything. It never ends up being like, I'll just pick up and clean the one thing that was messy. It's like, no, the whole everything needs to be clean now.
I think it kind of varies because obviously when you live with your partner, it's kind of like, I don't know. I feel like there are certain things that you kind of, obviously, like, nobody's exactly the same. If you were, you know, otherwise you'd be dating yourself. But like your partner probably does things that kind of like would tick you off about being unclean. But then the same stage, you'd probably do things that are like ticking them off. I know that, like, you know, when Amy and I go to bed, we bring like a cup of water just to keep beside the bed in case we get thirsty during the night, right? But then like, I'll take my cup down every day, you know, and, you know, wash it or use it or whatever it is, depending on how clean. And then, like, after a couple of days, Amy's got like 6 cups next to the bed. And it's like, I think, you know, it gets to the point where it's like, we've got nothing to drink out of. I need to go clean up the rest of the cups because they're all sitting up next, you know. But like, I don't, to me, where I draw the line is, well, I suppose there's a couple of things, you know. It's like, obviously, if you live with your partner, you know, one of the lines is, if you've been sitting at home all day, right, and they've been out and then they're coming back, are they going to be mad at you for playing video games all day? Is like the difference. It's like there's a line, you know. It's like,
that's,
it's
the, like, trigger for you to be like, I need to do something.
Yes, exactly. It's like, am I going to be in trouble by the time she gets back? If you answer yes to that, then you should probably clean up. If you can't, if it's like, nah, probably not, you'd probably be fine, you know, then you can leave.
So what you're saying is there's no personal standards. There's only fear of being in trouble.
Fear is a big part of it. I would say yes, because my other answer was like, even if it wasn't your partner, right? Maybe you're living alone, or maybe it's just whatever. Maybe you and your partner are very similar in your tidying habits. I reckon the way I kind of judge it is, if someone were to come over, right, would they call it disorganized or would they call it a mess? If someone was coming over, you know, like how like quickly can you be like, oh shit, get the quick with somebody's coming over. You know, it's like, yeah, my parents-in-law are coming over, you know, like put it away, you know?
Yeah.
Like that's the kind of level of, you know, it's like, am I going to receive judgment or anger from other people? So probably fear is a good motivator.
Fear is the only motivator that you have. That's brilliant. I think that wraps us up for this week, guys.
See you in the next one, guys.
Bye.